Free Talk Live, we are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Sam.
Sam's here from obscuredtruth.com as we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. And then coming up, we'll tell you about the cupcake crackdown. Let's first talk to Keith in, I believe, New Hampshire. You said Rhode Island or New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is with us on the Amp Line. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So you guys were talking about the body scanners, and I just had a couple thoughts I wanted to get out.
Yes, sir.
I've been upset about it, but not really understanding the reason why I'm so upset. And I think I put my finger on it today and see what you guys think about this.
All right.
So it's really a process of dehumanization that is happening, right? So you guys had talked about the Stanford prison experiment before with Philip Zimbardo.
Yeah, that's an amazing experiment where people who are placed in roles, certain roles, will fully embrace those roles. So you take some college students that have never been prison guards or prisoners before, and you tell them they're prison guards and prisoners, and you put them in a scene that doesn't really mimic prison too much. But nonetheless, they hop right in. The prison guards become sadistic, and the prisoners start doing things like prisoners would do, and it's an amazing study for anybody that hasn't looked closely at it, the Stanford prison experiment.
Right. So this body scanning groping issue is really an issue of dehumanization. You know, these thousands of federal employees are being taught by the system, by the rules that are in place, they're being taught to view their fellow man as subhuman. And if you think about it, every great atrocity that's ever happened, dehumanization is a critical component, because if you view your fellow man as an individual like yourself, then there's a level of morality that comes into play.
Yes.
But if you view them as if they're animals or livestock, this as the slaves were, as the Jews were.
Yeah, the German newspapers ran cartoons, basically making the point that the Jews were like cockroaches. And I remember a while back here in America, somebody made that sort of same analogy to Muslims, and it brought back those stories and said, look, this is what's happening. And this is what government does. It divides people up. It takes groups and puts them against each other so that they start fighting amongst themselves and being distracted from the real issue, the government that's sitting there robbing them and invading their privacy and taking away their rights. And, it's just, it never stops.
Right. And so dehumanization, I printed out the definition, but it's to deprive someone of human qualities such as individuality, compassion, dignity, or civility. What is more undignifying than forcing someone to stand naked before you, even though it's an image on a computer? All the parties involved know that it's just as if you're standing there naked for the most part, or being groped and touched in your genitalia. What is more undignifying than that? And what's happening, I think what's going to happen is that these federal employees, their character is going to be fundamentally altered.
Oh, yeah.
And Keith, look
at what happens when you ask a question, when you say, wait a minute, I'm not like Meg did. I'm not comfortable with this. I want to know what you guys are about to do. They flip out, and the police respond the same way. Anytime we're out dealing with them and we ask them a question, well, what do you mean by that? You're saying that this is against the law, but what does this mean? They just, their indoctrination doesn't go that deep, so they can't actually address any of these questions without realizing that, hey, I'm just dehumanizing this person and not treating them like a human being, so I'm not even going to answer questions. You either do it or you're under arrest, or we're going to walk you out of the airport or whatever.
Right. The citizen doesn't deserve an answer because they're not on the same level as the person.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one other thing. I don't remember you guys ever talking about this, but if you follow Philip Zimbardo, he has a new book, and there's a lecture that you can watch online, and it's called the title of his lecture is called the Lucifer Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, from what I understand, It's his theory of how when these rules get in place in a hierarchical system, that the rules fundamentally change the character of the actors involved. And just like in the Stanford prison experiment.
Well, it's not to say that they couldn't be changed back eventually, right? I mean, the Stanford prison kids probably went on to have normal lives where they weren't prison guards and didn't lord power over people after that. But, yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, if people are put in the right circumstances and encouraged in the wrong circumstances and encouraged to think in these inhumane manner, and you know, encouraged with rewards and encouraged with paychecks and encouraged with thanks and encouragement from their coworkers, then that makes an effect on people.
It creates a culture and an environment where this kind of behavior becomes the norm for them, and they don't they disconnect from their humanity. They disconnect from what they're doing.
Exactly.
And they
makes it easier for them to take whatever the next step is. Yes. And whatever the next step is, that's why they can't just do this all at once. That's why this didn't all come crashing in. Right after September 11th, they had to do it slowly.
Because they have to condition the public to accept it, but they also have to train the employees that this is okay. No. Now, you know, before we did X, Y, and Z, now we're going to add A, B, and C, and it's all okay because we're just doing it gradually.
Baby steps to tyranny.
And in the Stanford prison experiment, the participants knew it was an experiment. They were actors in this, you know, this little petri dish. And they knew that eventually they would go back to their normal lives.
Mm-hmm.
But with the TSA and with other programs like that, that's real life. And it's a career. You know, right. And it's only expanding. It's only growing. So it's not like, you know, you can't hit the pause button on it. It's just going to continue to grow.
Don't please their masters at the upper echelons of the TSA, then the little guys won't have a chance of supervising their own checkpoint someday. So they have to do what they're told.
How long before they have quotas? You know, they say the police don't have quotas, but they have targets. And if you don't hit your target, then you're in trouble with the commander. So you better make your target. How long until they have targets to find drugs or to find, subversive material? Who knows what?
Anything else you want to share, Snarky?
That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Very important psychological component there.
Yeah, and I just want to add, the Stanford Prison Experiment has been made into a movie called The Experiment. It's
like a dramatized movie?
Yeah, they change it a little bit. The Stanford Prison Experiment was held in a basement of one of the buildings at Stanford there. They actually, in the movie, moved them off to some deserted jail that was mm-hmm. being built out there and so forth. But I think a lot of it was true to what originally happened. I mean, they were dragging the prisoners out, peeing on them when they were in the other rooms that weren't covered by the cameras. And I think this is the same kind of abuses and behavior that we can expect if this is allowed to continue, if the TSA starts dragging people off for body cavity searches. And in fact, there's a Flickr photo. I think it was verified, but I don't know for sure, that was taken behind one of the security checkpoints of the TSA person's screen, and he had a picture up of how to teach your kids that anal probing is okay, or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like they were looking at one of the pictures that was made to poke fun at the TSA.
Okay.
So they were looking at something that
was poking
fun at them.
But they had made it their background screensaver or something like that.
Yeah, so embracing the being made
just
fun of.
Just making a joke of it, because they don't see these people as humans, you know, like the caller was pointing out.
Well, I don't know if they don't see them as humans at this point, but they certainly see it as a job, and they certainly are willing to do this job, and maybe some of them are worse than others as far as how dehumanized they've become. I would imagine that's the case.
And the ones that had a problem with it have been fired, so they're gone.
Allegedly. I mean, we know that TSA George is still calling us, and I'm sure he is on our side on that one. So 800-259-9231. Maybe he told him a lie in order to keep his job. I don't know. Or maybe that's only happened in some airports. 800-259-9231. But it's not all about checkpoints, because there are children selling cupcakes, and they need to be stopped. We'll talk about what happened. 800-259-9231 to two 13-year-old boys here in moments. Also, take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can head over there and enjoy the various different features that we have for you. They are totally free, so do enjoy those, including our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. That is their GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's easy-to-use unit, has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at FreedomCam.net. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls. Zeus just sent me an email, Sam, with the My First Cavity Search. Is this what you saw?
That's it, exactly, yep.
Yeah, helping your child understand why he may pose a threat to national security. And you're saying that there was this picture of a TSA workstation where they actually had this either as a background or they had it pulled up full screen they were looking at. So, you know, maybe that person just has a sense of humor.
Boy, that is funny, isn't it? Just laughing so hard.
It was intended, I think, to be funny. This, you know, obviously they're not searching anybody's cavities yet. But some of these, I think this was intended as a joke.
But think that a TSA agent would take that and put it on his computer and say, ha ha, we will go there if we want to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a little weird. But there are some things that have been made that are definitely not jokes. I believe that there's earlier this year, like Play School came out with, and I think this was for real, they came out with the TSA checkpoint. Like, you know how they have the little Play School guys with the features that are very almost non-existent, the little men and the women, and you move them around and you get the place. It's a bit popular brand. Parents know exactly what I'm talking about. Play School.
The little wooden block men.
Yeah, they actually have like a TSA checkpoint.
Well, they have police and stuff, so it's just another extension. I mean, this is normal, Ian.
That's very disturbing. Let's continue here. Of course, you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything. Ralph is in Arizona. Coming up, still the cupcake crackdown. We'll tell you about that. Ralph in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
What a great show. This is actually the first night I ran into you. I'm a shortwave listener.
Oh, thanks, Ralph. Where are we at on shortwave? I didn't know we were up there.
Well, actually, I'm listening to you streaming. I got some kind of streaming on my phone, and I was playing around with it, putting in GCN, and I got channel 2 and channel 4 of GCN.
Okay, great. So you didn't hear us on shortwave. Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm an amateur radio operator. I don't know if you have any clue what that is.
Sure. Ham radios, it's a licensed type of radio, two-way radio operation. That I don't know how popular it is, but you know, certainly it was more popular in the past, as CB radio used to be as well.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, we get all these great talk shows and all these listeners, and I'm just trying to find a way to bring them together. It's very popular right now. The internet did take quite a chunk out of the amount of operators, but today the FCC, they'll give you a HF license, work all the bands. Without doing a Morse code, you take three simple tests, and you're on the air.
Well, why would anybody want to go and get a license?
Well, I understand. I believe it was Franklin that said, no free man needs permit a license. I agree with you 110%. But the payback, I think, is much, much more valuable if I could have 50 of your listeners meeting on a Thursday night on a frequency, and we're all over America, possibly all over the world, and we're discussing your show.
Well, it's an interesting idea. Of course, we already have a chat room, and people can do that in there without having to jump through an FCC hoop or, you know, put any new investment into buying equipment. I think there's value in two-way radio transmissions, even in these days with the Internet around, especially as kind of a backup emergency radio system. I think there's some real value there. But I don't know if we're in a day and time, you know, in our current society where you're going to have too much popularity of people sitting in a ham radio open chat session where essentially only one person can talk at a time. That's one of the restrictions of two-way radio. Whereas if you're in a chat room, different people can be sending different messages to other people. Again, there's value in it for emergency purposes, but what you're talking about would be, you know, people laying out the money for a ham radio set as well as an antenna, getting it in, you know, put in, installed properly, and then getting on and hopefully being able to talk to other people on a similar channel. And presuming they got the licenses, which is another issue, because you can go out and buy a ham radio for pretty cheap. I mean, $150 will get you a mobile ham radio unit that you can install in a vehicle or get a power converter and install it at home. But if you start operating on the ham band without getting your little permission slip, then a lot of the little obedient ham operators will track you down. They'll get in their truck. They'll try to find your signal so they can snitch you out to the FCC.
I've done that before with stolen equipment, and we found it. But I think the point is, I'm not relying on anybody but 12 volts of electricity. And, you know, some of the oldest nets in this country that have been around for over 50 years, one of them is a Liberty Net, and they discuss exactly what you do. In a forum, one person holds, you know, communicates for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, say what they got to say. Then a round table, everyone can ask comments or send comments or ask comments.
How do people get in touch? I mean, if people already have a ham license and they want to meet up with this Liberty Net, then how would they find that? Is there a website?
3.950, right around there, maybe up 5 kc's or down 5 kc.
So if you're on ham, you'll know what that means. It sounds like a frequency, and I think it's a neat idea. I've always been a radio geek myself. Getting that to be popular is another issue. We do have some activists on two-way radio up here in New Hampshire. The ham band was not chosen for obvious reasons. You want to stay away from the obedient hams that will try to track you down.
That's where the Liberty Net comes from. It's from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, interesting. Well, thanks for the heads up on that.
I'm telling you guys, I think you're missing the point. The point is, there's no, you get your license, big deal.
That is a big deal for a lot of people. I'm not going to get a license, period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, it's a great way to communicate with one another. And if TSA goes overboard and starts kicking doors down in one at a time looking for firearms, it will be a big help to the situation.
Oh, I agree with you.
I agree, too. You're talking to two people who both have Marine Band radios, and I'm actually thinking about or in the process of setting up a little solar system where I will be able to power my radio and maybe a computer and some other things, be able to charge batteries for my camera in the event of a power outage or something like that. But having that radio communication is important.
Yeah, I don't know if – I think you're wrong. I'm not misunderstanding you. I'm just telling you that it's not going to be likely to become, you know, any way popular amongst most people. It's still a little obscure, and especially going to throw in the idea of having to get licenses. That's just going to kill it, especially for a lot of Liberty lovers. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you're desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy our features there completely free. Features including our mobile site. You've got a smartphone? Punch us up there. Go to m.freetalklive.com to access our mobile page with quick links to our streams and podcasts. Go to m.freetalklive.com. Now, if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer that must know what it takes to win, and for people that actually have lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees by getting some clue of what it is those lawyers are supposed to be doing, and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs and defendants, and it costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and so easy that an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, the cupcake situation has been developing in Newcastle. That's New York. When Andrew DeMarchis and Kevin Graff, two 13-year-olds from Chappaqua's Seven Bridges Middle School, this from lowhud.com, set up shop at Gedney Park on a fall weekend last month. They were expecting a tidy profit. Instead, the two wannabe entrepreneurs selling cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and Rice Krispie treats, I don't think that makes them wannabe entrepreneurs. I think that makes them entrepreneurs.
Sound like terrorists to me.
Like when you go out and you do something that is of a business investment mindset, that you're attempting to put an investment into cupcakes and then turn them around and sell them.
Ian, legitimate business people go get licenses and permits. They beg permission first.
That's why they're wannabe by the news.
These guys are not real. They're fake.
Well, they were selling cupcakes and Rice Krispie treats, and they baked them earlier and sold them for a buck each. They got a taste of cold, hard bureaucracy, according to Lowhud. Newcastle Councilman Michael Wolfson came upon the sale and called the cops on the kids for operating without a license.
Who is this guy? Some
council member.
Oh, okay. Some bureaucrat. Of course.
Purportedly an elected bureaucrat. The boy's parents are incensed and can't believe a town board member would handle the situation that way. Kevin's mother says, "I'm shocked and sad for the boys. It was such a great idea, and they worked hard at it. But then some town board member decided to get on his high horse and wreck their dreams." Well, these boys have got to be taught a lesson, you know.
And, hey, we have to protect the established businesses in town who are jumping through all of our hoops and paying all of our taxes and fees and doing everything that we want. We like being in control. So if somebody tries to start something outside of our little fiefdom, we got to put a stop to this.
DeMarcus and Graff, along with their other classmates Zachary Bass and Daniel Katz, had a simple, if half-baked, business plan: sell their treats at Gedney Park for a couple of years and save up enough to open a restaurant. The first day was wildly successful, the boys said. Well, of course, you know, they'd have to open the restaurant in their mom's house, and that would be even worse.
No, they wouldn't have a vent hood. I mean, you have to have a $10,000, $20,000 vent hood in order to open up a restaurant.
Yeah, then they'll get in some real trouble if they actually try to sell something out of their house. The first day was wildly successful, said the boys. They netted $120, of which they invested $60 to buy a cart from Target and added water and Gatorade to their offerings for their second day.
Wow.
So taking their profits and reinvesting them into the business.
Very smart.
Which was in October. After about an hour of brisk business, during which DeMarcus and Graff apparently said they made $30, police arrived at their stand and asked them to shut it down. Oh, see, they're just asking. It's obviously not something they have to do. The police officer was extremely pleasant, said Andrew's mother. He said that he was sorry to have to do this, but he was following up on a report filed over the phone by a town board member. Kevin was so upset he was crying all the whole way home. He was worried if he was going to get arrested or have a criminal record.
Great.
The boys, all of whom had bar mitzvahs this year, had done projects to benefit charities in the community, said their parents. The projects included collecting books for the children's hospital and raising money for Haiti's earthquake victims. These are very good kids who haven't gone to the principal's office once, said Kevin's mother. This was a very scary experience for them. Oh, but I thought the cop was nice. I thought the cop was very nice about it.
He was very friendly as he was oppressing and tyrannizing these two 13-year-old
apparently,
boys.
Even though he was so sorry and so nice about how he asked them to shut down the cupcake stand, he still frightened them and managed to get them to think they were going to have a criminal record and possibly be arrested over this.
Hey, he's just doing his job, Ian. Come on.
Well, that's what his excuse was, right? Well, I'm sorry, but I have to do this. You boys can't just be selling cupcakes out here. You need to be asking permission from your masters and the town government first. This month, after receiving a complaint from a friend of the DeMarcus family, the Journal News filed a New York State Freedom of Information Law request for the police report. The report listed Wolfson as filing the complaint. Wolfenson said Thursday that he called the police after asking the boys if they were raising funds for charity. He said this: all vendors selling on the town property have to have a license, whether it's boys selling baked goods or a hot dog vendor. He was elected to the board in 2007 after becoming well-known in the community for leading a contentious five-year effort to build a 9/11 memorial. Couldn't Wolfson have simply told the boys that they needed a license? The parents want to know, instead of calling the police. He said, in hindsight, maybe I should have done that, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed to do that. The police are trained to deal with these sorts of issues.
I like the implication is that, well, it's not that we're against these boys who are out there selling water and Gatorade and hot dogs or whatever it is. It's that they were on town property. If they were doing this from their house, then it would be A-OK, Ian. It's just
nonsense.
They're on town property.
That's such BS.
What do you mean?
Well, it's exactly what you were saying earlier. If you're selling food out of your house and the government people find out about it, they are going to crack down on you.
Well, that's a health issue, though. That's not a licensing issue. You can do it from your house. Just you don't want people getting sick from your food, do you?
From the cupcakes.
We're keeping you safe.
Well, they've got a picture of this fat bureaucrat here, this Michael Wolfenson, and he just looks like a scumbag. Just a greasy scumbag.
How many cupcakes has he eaten?
Yeah. While Newcastle Parks use permit requires a $1 million certificate of insurance and a fee ranging from $150 to $350 per 2 hours. How in the hell are you supposed to sell enough soda pop and cupcakes in order to afford something like that?
How do two 13-year-old kids get a $1 million insurance policy? Not going to happen.
Good question.
Not going to happen.
And the parks supervisor said the permits are given on a case-by-case basis. He said this. It's the girls. If the Girl Scouts are selling cookies or the local youth organization raising money for charity, the fee can be waived. But if Sally and Judy want to make money to go to the movies, there might be a charge, and their parents would have to be involved. Because you can't do anything without the permission of an adult. You can't do anything without asking the government's permission first. You have to go and beg and get down on one knee in front of your almighty bureaucratic masters. And then maybe if they are feeling charitable toward you children, they will allow you to have your little cupcake stand. But not if you're going to use it to buy an Xbox game. Oh, no.
It's just a racket. You know, why don't people see this for what it is?
What's more important, he said, is the Parks Department needs to be informed. He said we need to know who is in the park and what they are doing. What if there was work going on that was dangerous?
Let's just chip everybody so that we can track all of our citizens all the time, and then they can run all their finances through the little chip, and that way we'll know who's paying their taxes and who's not, because we need to know, you know, what everybody's doing, when money is changing hands so that we can get our cut.
Don't worry. He is very concerned here. He says he understands. He's going to empathize here. I understand why parents would think they can do this. As the head of the Parks Department, people may not be aware that they need a permit. So we will teach them a lesson by bringing the cops out and threatening them with arrest if they try to, you know, to do something. That'll learn them real quick. These little boys got a taste of what it's like to be an adult.
I think these little boys got a taste of what it's like to live under a police state.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is an experience that opens their eyes to the way the world really is, to the way the government looks at them as their property. You're a slave. We own you. We'll tell you what you can and can't do. And if you don't like it, we got a cage waiting for you over here.
Here's what Andrew had to say about it afterwards. He said, I don't get too many offers for babysitting, and we live in a development, so shoveling snow is not an option either. We were being entrepreneurs, but now I feel a little defeated.
It's the land of the free.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Head over there at freetalklive.com, and you can get plenty of archives. You can get interactive with other listeners, and if you want to, you want to voluntarily support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get the stuff you need. Get the stuff that you want. It's likely all going to be there, and likely you'll get a really good price as well. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Well, we just finished telling you about the cupcake crackdown that was going on in New York, where a couple of 13-year-old boys were threatened by the law for daring to bake some Rice Krispie treats and some cupcakes and daring to set up a table and sell them for a profit without giving the money to a charity because, you know, they're young. They wanted to make a little bit of money for themselves. Sometimes when you don't have a, you know, stream of income coming in on a regular basis, it's nice to be able to buy an Xbox game or a PlayStation 3 game or something like that. And who knows what they were going to do with the money they earned, but they had a successful first day. And then the second day, they attracted the attention of the law where a local city councilor noticed them doing their business. He came over and got nosy and asked them what they were doing and if it was benefiting a charity. And then he proceeded to call the police on them. The police came down and supposedly asked them to remove the table. And the little boys were so frightened, the young men, I guess, were so frightened that they were scared they were going to have a criminal record, that they would be arrested over this. And the very last quote, I think it bears repeating here, Andrew, one of the young men, said, I don't get too many offers for babysitting, and we live in a development, so shoveling snow is not an option either. We were being entrepreneurs, but now I feel a little defeated. You see, nobody told Andrew that in order to be an entrepreneur in many ways in this country, you have to beg permission first from the government people. Somebody must have just told him that, hey, this is America, the land of the free, where you can start on the bottom rung and make your way to the top, hard work and working smart. You know, this is what counts. And he must have believed that, and he went out, and who can blame him? I mean, it sounds like a great idea, the idea that you can just go out and start making money for yourself without having to ask permission or get a permission slip from mommy or daddy government in this particular case. And then he was smacked down by the men with guns and taught the lesson that, hey, Andrew, it's a lot easier to just go out and get yourself a job. Then you won't have to worry about any kind of licensing, or in most jobs. You won't have to worry about getting licensed and jumping through all these hoops. You can just plug in and just get a regular paycheck, and you don't have to worry about taking risks with investments and losing money, perhaps.
And we have the system in place. There are these rules, and these rules and these laws and statutes, they were established for a reason, to keep us all safe. And you know, we can't let you just come out here and break them, because then everybody else would want to do that. So
that is sorry. It's so true. I've heard the people that are so indoctrinated into this system defend it based on that. Yeah. Well, we just can't let so-and-so build a house without permission. We just can't let so-and-so sell soda pop on the side of the road without permission. We just can't let somebody do this without permission first, because then everybody will get it in their head that they're free people and that they can go ahead and live freely. Which, of course, we actually haven't seen that happen. I mean, that's not very realistic. Most people are still asleep. They're still brainwashed. They don't know these things. I mean, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have the Free Keene Festival, which happens twice yearly. Initially, the police attempted to harass us over it. They backed down eventually, and despite actually attacking the Cub Scouts the day prior this year, there was the Pumpkin Fest, which is a very popular event here in Keene. The Cub Scouts were threatened over selling it was cotton candy. And the Cub Scouts had been there for, I think, the last 3 or 4 years in the very same location, never been hassled before. You actually have some coverage of this over at ObscuredTruth.com, Sam, from a couple of months ago, about a month ago.
Right.
And so the next day I was a little worried that the Free Keene Fest might have a crackdown coming, and they didn't. They left us alone, and that meant that, indeed, cupcakes were being sold without a permit. Money was being collected, and it wasn't all going to charity. Not that I have a problem with giving money to charity. I just gave recently to some local organizations myself. But my point being that at least up here, we've had some success with having people who aren't just kids, by the way, people, adults and kids, being able to sell their baked goods or sell coffee or sell whatever it is at the very least at the Free Keene Festival. I don't know, selling outside of that might attract some more attention. Being alone is also a factor here, because right. At the Free Keene Festival we've got 50 activists that are hanging around in that same vicinity.
And at the Pumpkin Fest, it's this big event where they have 60,000 people come into the small town of Keene, and they bring in all of the police and fire departments, so they've got a real show of force, lots of armed thugs running around, and they don't want the people seeing people break the law and openly get away with it and openly defy the system, tell the police no, tell the police I don't care about your laws,
right.
I'm not hurting anybody, you should just leave me alone. And they can't let that go, because it would really severely damage their perception of legitimacy that they hold over the people, and that's really all they have. That's what their entire system is based on. You believing that these men with guns going around threatening people is A-OK.
And you falling in line with that and jumping through their hoops and doing whatever it is that they demand of you. And, of course, the demands don't stop. Once you show them that you're willing to do X, they'll ask you to do Y, or they'll demand that you do Y. Because cops used to like to use terms like, "Well, we are asking you to stop." No, you're not. You're standing there threatening me. You're threatening me to stop. If I don't stop, you're going to put me in handcuffs. You're going to put me in a cage. So there's a difference between asking and ordering. And so that's one of the things you can actually ask a policeman if they're doing something. Are you ordering me, or are you?
They're nicely demanding obedience is what they're doing.
So there you go, Andrew, you and your buddies there. Now you know what it's like to be an entrepreneur in America. It's an incredibly disheartening, defeating process. Looking into, I remember when I was younger, I was, I love radio. I've been talking about that tonight. And I was looking into, what would it take to start a radio station? Good luck even starting the process of trying to find out how to legally go through that, to go through the hoops. Because at that time in my life, I was more indoctrinated into the government mindset. And I'm thinking, I want to do this right. I want to make sure I get a license. And I could not tell you anything about that process. I know that if you're smart, you'll hire a lawyer.
Yeah, you just need to hire an entertainment industry radio lawyer, Ian. That's all.
It's so complicated. And I remember just recently, just a few years back, just out of curiosity, I wanted to find out, I've looked into this before and it was disheartening. What is the application fee? Because we know that you can send in an application, like when people are trying to immigrate here. They send in an application with their application fee, and it'll just get lost. They'll try to follow up on their application. What application? We didn't get, well, you cashed my check. Well, I don't know. How'd that happen? We don't have your application. Something must have happened to it. Sorry, you'll have to try again. Same thing with the FCC. You apply for a radio station, you put in that application fee, and they'll kick it back in your face and say, yeah, we're just not accepting this right now. We're not giving out any stations right now, so maybe you can apply again in another year, and we'll let you know how we're doing then. And I was just curious, like, what is it they're charging people to apply? I looked and looked, and I just wanted to see if I could find the information. I looked and looked and looked, and I was, you know, digging through the FCC's website. There's a lot of crap on that website. It's not well organized like a lot of government sites.
Obama's still working on that. He's getting, you know, all the government websites online and making everything easy for people to find.
So they claim.
He'll get there. Don't worry. It's just coming.
I couldn't find it, man. I mean, I just wanted to find out what it costs to apply. How many thousands of dollars do you have to lay down just to get these bureaucrats to look at an application? I mean, for the amount of money you spend applying and supplicating these government bureaucrats and bending down before them and groveling, for the amount of money and time you could spend, you could just go and do what it is you wanted to do and do it at a much lower cost. You know, operating a radio station isn't... You could drop a grand and have an operating radio station [S2] Yep. [S1] On the air. That's probably... I don't know. I can't even speculate as to what it costs, as to what it, you know, to apply for the FCC license. So the lesson learned here for these boys is that being an entrepreneur is difficult. You have to deal with the police. You have to deal with these bureaucrats who think they know everything, who think they should be able to control your business. And if you don't do what they say, they will put you in a cage, and you will have a criminal record. And so why bother going through all that? Why would you want to go through all the jump through all those hoops when after that, that's when the other risk-taking begins? Because after you manage to get the license and the permit and the health code and the approvals and the bribes paid and all of that stuff is done, then you get to open the business.
Well, then they own your butt, because if you do something that they don't like, or you don't want to do what they're ordering you to, then they'll threaten to take away your license and send the police after you again. So
yeah, then you're totally owned.
It's just all about control. And the answer is to just get enough people together to say, screw this,
no. The Free State Project. That's the key. FreeStateProject.org to learn about getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in the same place and do exactly what Sam suggested, to say no more of this. We're not going to obey, and we're not going to pay you and destroy their system of legitimacy. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Peacefully, of course.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.